If you ever wondered what it sounds like when an aphid eats, here you go. And here's the sound of a corn rootworm chowing down. Okay, so maybe insects' dining habits are not your jam, but a University of Wisconsin-Madison entomologist has obsessed over insect sounds for years, and she's developed tech that she calls the insect eavesdropper. Lena Tran with WUWM reports on a tool meant to help farmers defeat costly pests.
A few years ago, this huge sugarcane farm in Indonesia, almost 100 square miles, came to Emily Bick with the challenge. Come up with a way to directly and immediately detect the moths chewing up their sugarcane, maybe most importantly, without any harm to the crops themselves.
We lose 20% of our crop to these pests, so we should probably be doing something if we want to conserve more land for, you know, non-agricultural use.
As she ponders her task, Bick remembers that back in the 80s, scientists used gramophone needles, which are sensitive to vibrations, to listen to insects that tap on plants to communicate. And in the 90s, scientists aimed devices called laser vibrometers at plants. Another decade after that, people strapped accelerometers to plants, the little devices in our phones that detect motion. These were all different, expensive ways of tracking the vibrations that come from insect-plant interactions. Somewhere between vibrometers and accelerometers, Bick falls deep in a research hole.
I kind of got myself caught in an area where I'm sure I would have been on some government watch list if I had searched this too much. But I basically realized that the way that spy agencies listen to people is by attaching these things to walls, and the walls would vibrate, and then that vibration would be translated into, you know, what did this person say?
And so she's thinking, how do I become a spy on a budget? She lands on contact microphones. Musicians use them a lot. They have a little brass disc that sits on a solid object, and every time there's a vibration, the mics register an electrical signal.
Now, when corn rootworms feed on the roots, the signal, or essentially the vibrations, translate from the root system to the stem, and that's where we're picking it up. So we're using the plant as the musical instrument, as essentially the outside of a guitar.
So she tests it out with a colleague.
We clipped it to desks, and we started talking, and we started tapping. And the fact that the desk couldn't hear our voice vibrations, but it could distinctly and clearly hear those taps, enabled us to say, okay, let's take this technology and move it forward.
To create the insect eavesdropper, it captures the vibrations insects make when they feed on plants and runs them through an algorithm to identify the bug. I visited Bick and her team in a cornfield on a muggy day. They were miking the corn for an experiment with corn rootworm.
And we can walk through over here.
All this corn is sweating under the sun, exactly the conditions that Bick is looking for.
Walk this way.
Because the corn is photosynthesizing and chock full of sugar, which insects love. Their findings aren't published yet, but as of now, their algorithm is 80 to 96% accurate, depending on the species. They're aiming to get the insect eavesdropper on the shelf in a couple years. For NPR News, I'm Lena Tran in Milwaukee.
This story was originally reported for NPR's science podcast Shortwave, where you can learn about new discoveries, everyday mysteries, and the science behind the headlines.